Hello， 大家好，欢迎收听迷阅读分享 My Dorita 这个 podcast。过去一年几集啦，就讲语言啦，然后咧就进入广东话嘅呢一个个案啦，扣连到香港人啦，居于海外嘅香港人啦，各种经验嘅分享啦。咁喺形式上咧，我哋亦都有呢个访谈啦，同埋尝试同呢个听众咧就互动多一啲嘅环节嘅。咁我个人咧就自己经历咗，觉得好丰富啦。唔知大家咧嘅感受系咪都系正面，都系中意呢一种嘅形式咧？咁我自己咧就要将呢个节目咧剪輯到比较似呢个电台节目啦，注意嗰个节奏啊、铺排啊、配乐啊，仲有呢个时间安排啊、长短啊嗰啲咯。咁对我嚟讲咧都几有挑战性，咁同时亦都咧系几好玩嘅，咁我自己都享受嘅，希望大家都中意啦。今集咧我哋就回归去到先前嘅做法，就即系咧重点咧系讲书同埋咧读出呢个选段嘅。今集我要分享嘅书咧系彭定康嘅《香港日记》，咁我读嘅咧系英文版本，Chris Patton 写嘅《The Hong Kong Diaries》，所以咧喺今日嘅选段啊，即系读出嘅选段咧，我都系会先以咧英文咧去读出嘅。点都要介绍一下作者啦，所谓作者啦，虽然呢个系一个即系写日记嘅人啦吓，咁啊 Chris Patton 啦，咁我都几中意佢呢个中文改名咧，就系呢个彭定康。佢咧系出身咧呢个爱尔兰天主教嘅家庭，咁佢嘅爸爸咧其实系一个乐手嚟嘅，后嚟咧似乎都系有经营咧呢个同音乐相关嘅小生意。咁但系我点解要带出呢、這个即系呢个背景咧？就是、因为咧佢其实系冇父荫嘅情况底下啦，即系佢唔系有一啲即系家族上已经有一啲政治联系嘅情况底下咧，佢就进入咗英国嘅保守党，而且咧表现咧都受到赏识，一路咧都做得几好。在1992年来到香港做这个港督之前呢，是曾经呢做过戴卓尔夫人的这个即是这个政权的这个环境大臣。在书里面呢彭定康呢也都成日笑自己最熟的呢就是污水处理问题啦。而呢又被即又曾经被选为呢是 Bath 这个巴斯区的国会代表。在1990至92年也即是呢真的来港之前呢一刻啦，他甚至咧系当上了英国保守党的主席嘅。喺书入边咧，听佢嘅描述咧，佢似乎系同呢个马卓安 John Major 系党友啦，同埋兼系好好朋友嘅关系嘅。咁咧就系喺呢一种嘅背景底下咧，我哋就进入咧呢本书，亦即系佢嘅即系喺香港咧担任港督时期咧所写嘅日记啦。咁、那个时间咧就系1992年至到1997年嘅。我先分享一下自己的感受啦。咁我睇呢本日记嘅时候咧，就觉得个心情咧系有啲忐忑嘅。咁啊一嚟咧就即系好似随住时间咁啊睇住阿彭定康经历同埋喺香港所发生嘅一切啦。咁啊一嚟咧就系觉得好似彭定康想做一啲进取啲嘅政策咧，已经唔系好有时间啦。咁第二样咧就系、是、去到几乎我谂接近1996年左右啦，我一阵间嘅选段都会特别多系1996年啦、1997年，咁就会睇到一啲价值嘅即系价值上啦系有直接嘅冲突，咁呢啲情况咧都系令我有些少即系作为喺香港长大嘅人啦，咁喺政权移交嘅前夕啦，有呢一种即系咁直接嘅冲突啦，就觉得都有啲心悒啊咁。但系呢本书咧就有一个点咧系我觉得几温暖嘅，就系咧肥棒啊，即系彭定康呢个人啦，其实系即系表现咗一啲佢个人嘅，即系从佢个人角度出发啦，因为佢系一本日记啦。咁所以咧，其实咧佢系除咗系一个即系港督呢个身份之外咧，其实咧佢都系有即系好人性嘅一部分。咁譬如话佢有庆祝佢生日嘅位置啦，有同佢家人相处同埋佢太太之间关系嘅一啲表露啦，佢有佢自己去面对天主，即系因为佢系一个天主教徒啦，咁佢有呢个信仰嘅展现嘅部分啦。咁譬如呢一啲嘅细节咧，我都系觉得相当好睇嘅。话说回来咧，我自己就喺度谂咧，其实睇呢本书嘅时候，我都会谂彭定康咧。 好似可能都会喺呢度咧为自己去粉饰啊，去即系好似补镬啊，即系啊，可能佢都有做过修订，唔知有冇将佢当年嘅啲谂法咧，曾经即系都即系改修订过先出街咧咁样。咁啊，详情咧我当然就唔肯定啦，不过咧我自己都觉得。其实可以咁样睇嘅，佢可能系有即系会有机会咧，有少少修补自己嘅即系文笔啦吓。咁但系咧，我哋都可以睇佢即系离开咗香港，即系离卸任咗之后啦。其实我哋可以观其行啦。咁直至到系即使系到最近啦，你都见到咧，其实佢系即系真心关注香港嘅事务啦。咁啊，到最近都有为香港发声啦。咁所以咧，我感觉佢系一个始终如一嘅人啦。然后咧，我都谂啦，其实咧，即系将自己嘅日记咧去曝光啊，即系暴露俾大家睇，其实都系一个光明磊落嘅做法。咁如果佢当中系有讲得唔啱或者修补过，其实系好离谱咁为自己讲好说话咁样，咁其实咧都会招嚟咧大家嘅即系批评啦。咁佢既然将自己都公开出嚟啦，咁又唔系将佢变成好似机密咁样，我谂乜都唔想俾人知咁样。咁佢公开出嚟咧，就会公开即系愿意接受咧公开嘅批评咁样。咁所以如果当即系我哋可以用呢种咁嘅态度，即系我自己觉得可以用呢种咁样嘅态度去面对佢嘅文字啦。咁所以我认为咧，即系或者我自己咧都系乐意去接受，即使系有机会咧系被美化咗嘅呢一个版本。咁我睇到咧就似乎坊间咧就冇乜好多负面嘅批评，认为佢系讲大话啦，或者系即系太过粉饰自己。好啦，咁喺我今日咧就即系想分享之前咧，就想讲下咧，因为呢一本咧始终系一个日记嘅性质啦，咁多少咧都系有少即系有啲水水累累嘅感觉啊，咁可能会有啲细节系有啲零碎啦，咁我自己构思点样分享嘅时候咧，其实都有谂点样可以整理得好啲，咁最后咧我就拣咗三个部分，有少少似三个主题咯，咁每一个主题底下咧，我都有啲选段咧系去读出嘅。咁因为即係唔想个节目太长啦，咁今一集呢我就会先读出同埋先分享呢第一个主题，亦即係呢係比较严肃少少嘅一个政治嘅话题啦。咁喺我读选段之前呢，就想讲我大家将会听到一啲嘅人名啦，咁其实佢哋係一啲重要嘅人物，咁我就解释一下先。咁会听到嘅係 Lavender 啦，咁 Lavender Patton 呢亦即係彭定康嘅太太啦。咁第二位咧就系 Lydia Dunn， 邓莲如。第三位咧就系David Wilson， 亦即系前任，即系喺彭定康之前嘅一个港督咧，就系韦奕迅爵士啦。好，咁而家咧就首先进入咧呢个严肃一啲嘅政治呢个主题先啦。咁我就会拣咧佢作为呢个 governor， 即系呢个总港督咧，先至会知道嘅一啲内幕咧角度咧去即系读出呢个选段。咁我觉得入边当中都有啲几好睇嘅地方噶。我而家咧就想拣呢个1993年初，亦即系彭定康上任唔系好耐啦吓。咁咧佢要面对咧前任港督所做嘅可能会令到一啲本地政治领袖失望嘅事情啊。Lavender told me a story which confirms my feeling that we are now having to make up for some awful mistakes made in the past. Lydia Dunn took her out to lunch today and was rather gloomy about how much Hong Kong will be able to protect its values and way of life after the handover. Lydia said that she was one of those who was involved in the campaign after the Tiananmen Square murders.To get half the seats in the legislature directly elected. This was a policy which, despite attracting huge public support right across the community, was blocked by David Wilson, the British government, and, of course, Cradock. There seems to have been some fairly murky work to try to prove that the community opposed this idea, a dodgy call, for example.Lavender reckons that we shouldn't be critical when some community leaders fail to stand up for us today, when we have let them down so badly and regularly in the past. Alas, I think she's right about this. 咁就即係呢个选段呢就睇得出啦，其实邓连宇呢都有提过佢哋一啲嘅本土嘅政治领袖啦，係曾经呢希望可以立法会选举入面呢有即係好大部分呢係直选出嚟嘅。咁亦都呢其实係得到社区支持啦，即係当时香港社会都准备好亦都支持呢、即係呢个选项，因为呢发生咗天安门嘅屠杀事件。咁但係呢就前任港督啦，就惠信爵士啦，亦都包括当时嘅英国嘅即係国会啦，英国嗰边嘅自己嘅政治领袖呢都唔赞成啊。咁所以呢就令到本地嘅领袖呢曾经做过嘅功夫呢都有些少白费啦。跟住呢到今日呢就想读第二个选段啦。第二个选段呢就係彭定康呢喺93年嘅10月係啦。佢呢就分享到呢其实同即係中方啊去即係点讲呢商议啊 ,negotiate, 商议嘅时候呢其实呢就要有少少諗一啲嘅策略。咁咩策略呢就係、是、究竟应该捆绑式咁样将一啲嘅议题呢同中方去讨论，定係呢应该要用呢、這个即係分开将一啲嘅政治议题呢分开嚟讨论，咁可以令到达成协议嘅机会呢比较高呢咁样。咁我觉得呢、這、一个挣扎呢或者呢一个嘅即係同中方讨论嘅模式呢都几有趣，同埋呢度会睇呢一个选段呢会睇得出呢其实佢哋喺度諗緊会有出现一个乜嘢唔好嘅效果。而家我就出有关嘅选段啦。There are a lot of technical reasons why this is difficult, but there's also a solid political case that we need to consider. The Chinese will only move when they really believe that we have got a deadline.If we keep on changing the ones we have already specified, they won't believe that we have a deadline at all and will refuse to budge from their existing positions. We sent off a telegram to this effect. We also discussed whether in the event of a breakdown, we should put to let go my original package or an amended one, taking account of the moderate changes we have suggested.Both to the election committee and to the size of the functional constituencies. I'm not sure myself that this will take any tricks. It will probably lose support on both sides in the legislature, meaning that we finish up with no one agreeing to what we suggest.系啦，咁就有可能咧，一方面咧就中方咧又唔喐啦，就冇乜进展啦。但另一方面咧，又有机会咧失去港人嘅心啊。两面咧都不讨好啦。咁呢个咧就系当时啦，彭定康嘅困境啦。接住落嚟咧，我就想我就拣咗咧三个选段啦，都系咧同呢个1996年有关，即系都系1996年嘅时候发生嘅。咁啊，因为我觉得呢一年咧，唔知点解好似特别多嘅事情啦，咁啊令我特别有感受。好似嗰个政治关系咧就开始有啲紧张。第一个选段我想读出咧就系、是、彭定康咧访美嘅时候，咁佢嘅感受咧就有好几点嘅，但系我今日咧就净系想读出第一点啦。咁当时嘅即系中美关系咧，其实系点嘅咧？咁 a few thoughts. Number one, there is huge antipathy to China.Much greater than last time I was here in America. It's a result of Taiwan, the treatment of dissidents, Tibet, intellectual property theft, threats to Hong Kong, weapons proliferations, and so on. This spills over into views about Hong Kong. Everyone is very pessimistic about the prospect of democracy and human rights. People routinely ask,What will be the outcome when Beijing controls the chief executive, the legislature, and the courts? Many assume that Martin Lee and his colleagues will fetch up in the jar. 当时咧，似乎美国咧就因为咧中国对台湾、西藏同埋香港嘅情况，兼呢个知识产权嘅盗取等等啦，咁即系美国人咧都系似乎对中方咧非常之反感啦，而亦都令到香港整体嘅社会状况或者嗰个气氛咧都唔系好乐观啦。另外一个段96年发生咧，就系、是、一个彭定康咧就去探访呢个青山嘅精神病院咯。 咁我觉得呢个对话咧就非常有趣，有趣到咧我都有谂过，唔知系咪真嘅咧咁样。咁但系即管相信住系啦，我都相信咧有一啲嘅病人啦吓，其实佢都真系好有政治智慧嘅。咁而家咧就可以听一下啦，其中一个男病人咧就同呢个彭定康先生做咗一个乜嘢嘅对话啦。The last time I visited, I was stopped by one Chinese patient who spoke beautiful and formal English. Excuse me, Governor, would you claim that Britain is the oldest democracy in the world? He asked. One could certainly claim that, I replied. And would you also agree that China is the last great communist totalitarian state in the world?Some people might say that, I responded diplomatically. Well, could you tell me, Governor? The patient went on. Why your democracy is handing Hong Kong, a fine and free city, over to a communist society without ever having consulted the people who live here about what they want?Here was the sanest man in Hong Kong, locked up in a hospital,for the mentally ill. So, we are rebuilding it. 我呢就对这个病人同这个即所谓病人同这个彭定康之间的对话呢是非常的深刻的。咁即係容许我呢做少少嘅翻译啦。咁似乎呢位病人呢都想彭定康呢就確認英国呢应该都可以算係呢其中一个最早呢嘅一个民主国家。而中共啦或者中国呢个国家啦就係、是、即係其中一个共产呢、这个极权呢、这个政权嘅最后全世界最后呢几个国家之一咁样。咁即係彭定康俾完嗰个答案佢之后呢，咁呢个病人都认就再继续呢就有少少投诉啦，就话啊咁港督点解呢你哋会将呢一个即係呢个民主嘅政权点解会将香港呢、这、一个好好同埋一个自由嘅城市係交俾一个共产嘅国家，而呢係冇向呢个香港嘅人民呢征询过或者冇问过香港人就咁样做呢咁。咁其实我觉得呢个质疑啦，同埋即系对呢一个即系英国人啦，将呢个好好嘅一个城市、一片自由嘅土地交翻俾一个唔民主嘅国家啦。咁其实呢个都系一个道德嘅问题，亦都会即系羞辱咗。其实即系有少少想羞辱啦英国人呢个做法嘅咁。咁我就觉得非常之深刻啦呢一个对话。好，跟住我哋想即系读出咧，最后系1996年。嘅一个都喺1996年发生啦嘅一个选段，咁又系翻去到咧同中国大陆咧就倾嘅时候咧，即系好似商议嘅时候咧，又系有一种模式会令到我觉得哦，原来同中共倾方案嘅时候咧系要咁样嘅。The Chinese negotiating style is always the same. Others, while obviously wanting to get the best for their own side.Do at least search for some acceptable compromise or accommodation. But the Chinese are only interested in getting their own way. They will hold on, even if they intend to do a deal, until the 11th hour and beyond trying to extract last-minute concessions. And if they can win, they will try to ensure that the text of an agreement gives them enough elbow room to reopen every matter they might want to change subsequently. That's what they did with us over the memorandum of understanding on the airport, and that's what they are doing over the Hanover now. The rest of the world should really learn how to play hardball with them.系啦，原来咧，即系透过彭定康嘅眼光咧，我先知道啦吓。咁啊，中共嘅即系商议啊，讨论嘅做法啦，佢就唔系咧，就想有呢个好似妥协啊，而唔系特别想有妥协嘅，即系唔会俾妥协嘅空间啦，而系拖登到咧一日入边最后嗰一个钟头咧，就尝试喺最后嗰一个钟头咧，逼出一啲嘅即系要。 对方咧退让啦。咁仲要咧，如果佢哋真系做到逼到对方退让咧，佢仲可以咧将个协议内容咧系写到咧，等佢自己可以重新开，即系打翻开呢、這个档案咧，又可以再即系进行自己嘅诠释，同埋去做佢自己想做嘅嘢咁。咁呢个就系、是、彭定康嘅分析入边咧，中共就系咁样去讨论事情嘅。咁呢个都系佢唔中意嘅地方啦，呢、這个就系、是、即系佢指出嚟咧，就系、是、呢、這个世界咧都真系要学习一下点样同咧中共咧去讨论事情啦。咁最后呢、這个选段啦，就喺呢个主题底下啦，呢、這个最后一个选段咧就系、是、我觉得系有啲伤感嘅，就系喺1997年嘅一月啊。会明显见到内地啦吓，中共啦系唔打算咧落实咧一啲人权嘅法案，甚至咧佢系想恢复啦，殖民时期咧所定嘅一啲恶法。咁英国嘅做法咧就系佢定咗呢个恶法，但系其实好多年咧系冇实施嘅。咁而中共咧就想喺收翻香港之后咧，反而恢复翻呢一啲嘅恶法。咁好明显就见到佢哋嘅做法咧，就系所谓就系以法治国啦，即系唔系法治，系以法治国，亦即系咧利用咧有利佢政权嘅一啲法案，咁而唔系咧遵守咧世界或者国际啦吓嘅一啲人权法。而家咧就想读出呢个有关嘅选段。
We hear as well that a preparatory committee subgroup has proposed gutting the Bill of Rights.And reinstating some of the old colonial legislation, which limited the right to demonstrate and the activities of political groups. This legislation has not, of course, been used for years, if in some cases at all. At the very least, there is bound to be a great deal of legal confusion. The JD and the BL state that.The International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ICCPR, should be applied to Hong Kong. Yet, what is being suggested now is that the Chinese would put back on the statute book laws which contravene the convention. This should certainly keep the courts busy.
即是说在中英联合声明和这个基本法其实是讲明了就这个国际人权的一个法案是应该要落实 在香港落实的。但是似乎呢就是中方那边就打算这样做之余就想用回殖民时期的一个恶法好像恢复出来是去即阻即阻碍啦吓，妨碍啦，系香港人咧，系去实践佢哋嘅即系游行啊，同埋呢个结社啊，组织政治组织啊呢一啲嘅权利嘅。好啦，比较严肃一啲嘅，即系同香港相关啊，同埋呢个中英之间嘅嗰个政治啊呢一个主题底下嘅选段咧，我就读完啦。今一集咧就大致嚟到呢一度。咁我下一集咧就会继续咧第二部分，咁第二部分咧我就拣咗喺英文上同埋呢个政治上嘅一啲嘅讽刺同埋风趣啲嘅部分咧去读出呢个选段啦。因为咧就彭定康嘅英文系非常之好，咁佢作为一个政治人物咧喺呢方面亦都系有好多嘅表述系非常精彩嘅。咁另外第三部分咧就系软性一啲啦，就系关于譬如港督府啊，佢同员工啊、家庭啊，甚至系两只狗啊之间嘅一啲点滴啊。咁呢两部分咧，相信咧大家都会中意嘅，记得咧翻嚟收听啦。下一集米阅读分享，再会大家。